Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says he supports what the president and governors have been doing so far and says more moves may be needed.
When you think you're maybe overreacting, you probably are not acting as forcefully as you should. So as we've always said, we've got to try very much to stay ahead of the curve.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The former director of FEMA under President Obama, Craig Fugate, was not happy with how his point of view on the coronavirus outbreak response was being characterized during an interview yesterday on MSNBC. He got up and left that live interview with anchor Katie Turr right in the middle of it.
Craig, you want to sit down and respond to this? I guess Craig has left.
In a tweet posted right after he left the set, Fugate apologized to anchor Turr and the MSNBC audience, saying, quote, "At the point that I'm not helping, it's time to step back," adding, "I was never good at the talking head thing anyway. This is too critical of a time to let emotions get in the way. My apologies to you and your audience." He was a Patriot for his entire career until now, when he's a Buccaneer. The 6-time Super Bowl winning QB, Tom Brady, has signed a multi-year contract with Tampa Bay. Reports are it's worth about $30 million a year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Saying the world is at war with a virus, UN officials are warning of a possible global recession. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres also said that global recession could be of record dimensions. The UN chief said people are suffering, sick, and scared. Guterres said the current responses by individual countries will not address the global scale in the complexity of the crisis.
The creativity of the response must match the unique nature of the crisis, and the magnitude of the response must match its scale. Our world faces a common enemy. We are at war with a virus.
He called for solidarity, saying political, religious, and community leaders must convey a very strong message that the fight against the virus must be done together. I'm John Clemens.
Despite the arrival of spring, it could be one of the last days without snow in the Northeast for a while. As forecasters say, cold air moving over the region this weekend could stick around well into Monday, when two storm systems will pump in moisture. That first storm expected to move from the lower Mississippi Valley to the eastern Ohio Valley by Monday, and a second storm is forecast to build along the North Carolina coast and move northeast from late Monday into Tuesday morning. If the storms mix with that cold air, we could see snow from the mountains of northern Virginia and West Virginia all the way up into central New England. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to the radio stations where Nevada comes to talk, and we want to hear what you have to say. Whatever's on your mind, public service announcements, lost dogs, whatever. Telephone us 775-293-1875 or on Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network or by email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Hello, Nevada. This is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior, and I am so excited to be right here where Nevada comes to talk every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6. I talk about the real news, about what's going on in the state of Nevada and the nation, and I love taking your phone calls to hear what's on your mind. Join me, War, Wayne Allyn Root, weekday afternoons 3 until 6, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. We'll have the Friday song in just a bit, but want to check in with my friend Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect, and she joins us from her home in Tampa, Florida. Kayleigh, first of all, what are they doing down in Florida, and is it stand in place? Is it the president's guidelines? What are you folks doing down there?
Yeah, so we're following the president's guidelines. You know, we're not in the California kind of lockdown model, if you will. So it's not quite a lockdown there. Essential services are, of course, still up and operating. But we are encouraged to follow the president's guidance, not to gather in groups of 10 or more, to make smart decisions, not to be out in public as much as possible, and to make sure we wash our hands and take all the medical precautions that the president has put in place.
Kayleigh, let me ask you, just minutes ago, the governor of New York essentially locked down New York State. Is this something we're going to see more of around the country? And obviously, New York and California account for, I believe, it's something like 50% of the coronavirus cases. Do you think we'll see this more widespread, though?
Look, I think that's up to the states, up to the governors. The president takes in the facts, assesses them moment by moment, minute by minute, takes the precautions that are needed at that time. He's someone who's on top of it. He's someone who put those travel restrictions from China in place back in January and slowly expanded those restrictions as the facts warranted. So the president's constantly looking at this. At this moment, the guidance is just not to gather in groups of 10 or more, make smart decisions. So we'll see if it expands beyond California and New York.
I know yesterday the president did a good, really, I think a really good job of showing people what some of the drugs that are out there, chloroquine and others, that may be used in this fight against the coronavirus. Is that what the president's going to be doing from here on out at task force briefings?
Yeah, each and every time he gives us some new news update. Either it's a new great economic package for the American people that will ensure that those who are unemployed right now will get a check from the government to compensate for that, or from a former employer. A lot of these are going to come in the form of tax credits to an employer who then can give them out to employees. Or, you know, just yesterday he shared with us the great news that the vaccine is in a trial phase. It's the fastest pace ever to get to a trial phase. And also that great new information about the drug for treatment that you mentioned, hydrochloroquine and chloroquine itself, two different ones. And there was a third one, and they've been proven successful to treat malaria. Early testing shows they're successful in treating the coronavirus. This president has fast-tracked their availability. And so he's someone who's on the front lines, and he is always resolute and always on top of it. And I think that's reflected by the ABC poll, which shows 55% support for the president's handling of the coronavirus.
Let me ask you, a lot of people are upset with the governor here in the state of Nevada, closing down the casinos, closing down the bars, the restaurants. Yet we do have freedom to move around. We're not standing in place. What is the attitude where you are there in Florida? Are most people pretty supportive of the president relative to the 15-day policy versus here in the state of Nevada? It's a 30-day policy. But people in Florida, do they generally support the president?
Very much so. I've talked with a few people from a distance. We're all in Florida. A lot of us are going outside, doing so safely, what we say, our distance away from one another, but to get some fresh air, going on walks and whatnot. And I've seen a few of my neighbors, and I pass and I hear some of the conversations, and they're all great support for the president, really admiring the decisions he's made. And look, I realize that for some people, this is a very hard time. This is the president who's taking care of you, who's going to make sure you get the nutritional aid you need, the money you need. So take this time, be with your family, be with your kids, get outside, spend some good family time together, and, you know, let's make the most of what is a very bad situation, a great situation, but one that the president's on top of and is fixing at a faster rate than any president could.
Is there any politicking going on right now? Is there any campaigning that the reelect campaign can do at this point, or is everybody essentially standing down, going home, working remotely?
You know, for the time being, we're working remotely, but we're on it. We have not stopped as a campaign. We're still putting together digital events. We have a team that's doing digital trainings that's trained people how to volunteer for the president. People are phone banking. We have a campaign Bible study, actually, that we just did digitally this morning on a new platform. So we're working on ways to be able to speak to our supporters, to congregate with our colleagues, to help each other during this time, and to continue the campaign as best we can from a digital capacity.
I know there's been, you hear rumblings, you hear all kinds of, a talk of a federal quarantine and all of that come Monday or something like that. I just heard that this morning. Again, nobody can tell you who it is that said it in government, but that that we may be headed that way. Have you heard anything at all in that direction?
I've heard no talk of that. There were rumors a few days ago that there was going to be this, national quarantine, but those rumors were not true. The president actively dismissed those when they surfaced a few days ago. I've heard nothing to that effect, but I know this president follows the facts as they guide him and will always take the most responsible course of action for this country.
Again, joining us, Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. With so much going on trying to fight the coronavirus, is there anything the president is doing outside of that? Obviously, the economics and this huge package that's going to be coming forward where we're all going to get checks, I guess. Is he getting support from both sides of the aisle?
You know, at the time, yes, in terms of the bipartisan economic package, but you do have the other side that's out there really politicizing this. Like, for instance, Joe Biden, who really is carrying the propaganda of China, saying that it's xenophobic to call this the Chinese virus. Never mind, this originated in China, and much like Zika and Ebola, those were named after their places of origin. So too is this disease, which originated in China. And China is trying to blame the U.S. military for spreading this disease, which is an absolute falsehood. There's no truth to that. And the president standing up for our American soldiers, our American heroes, by labeling it what it is and combating Chinese propaganda. But unfortunately for people like Joe Biden, you've heard some politicizing there, not only in that, but in calling the travel restrictions, the same ones praised by medical experts as stopping this from getting worse. He called those xenophobic as well.
I want to ask you, because there's been a lot of charges from governors that maybe there isn't enough testing available out there. We've got Governor Andrew Cuomo. Every day he's on CNN and Fox News, talking about how the president failed to roll out testing early enough. Is it the time for blaming, or is this a time for us to find an answer?
Look, it's a time for truth. And the truth is this president was working on this way back in January when the Democrats were trying to impeach him. This president was focused on the coronavirus. And when it comes to testing, this administration has put out millions of tests. Unfortunately, there was some red tape involved, and that red tape has now been slashed. And now these tests can be processed faster. They were available, but the processing is what we had to look at. And now there's this what's called high throughput testing, which allows tests to be processed at a faster rate. And because the president slashed through some regulations, we're at the point where now we're having rapid testing. So thank goodness we have a president who deregulates, who gets through red tape, who fights back against some of the things previous administrations have put into place.
Tell me how you're personally coping with this.
You know, for me, I'm with my baby, my husband, my mom and dad down the road, and it's been a really nice time for us to be with family. We're in prayer for those who've been affected by this, and, you know, as a nation, we want to see us come together and put our arms around those people that are going through this hard time. But for me personally, I've been with my family. It's been some time that we get to spend together, which is rare because I'm always out on the campaign trail in a different state each day. So it's nice to spend this time with family and to remember what matters in life.
Kaylee, stay safe. The best to you and your family. Thank you so much, and I know we'll talk again soon. But just stay safe and don't get caught up in all the panic.
Thanks so much, Kevin. You too. Have a great one.
Kaylee McEnany, the press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Before we go to the President of the United States, I want to go to what we do. This is what we do, even under threat of the coronavirus.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's the Friday. It's the Friday, Friday song.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
No reason to fear. The Friday song is here. By the way, I've got a story. And again, everybody wants to point fingers. Thank you. A state lawmaker from Hawaii has tested positive for the coronavirus, and he is blaming a trip to Las Vegas for contracting the virus. Well, there you go. Let's take you now to the White House, where the president just moments ago met with the coronavirus task force. This was the president just minutes ago at the White House.
Thank you very much. I had a very good telephone conversation, extremely good, with Senator Schumer a little while ago. We're working on various elements of the deal, and the Democrats are very much wanting something to happen, and the Republicans likewise are very much wanting something to happen, and I think it will. I spoke with at length with Mitch McConnell, and there's tremendous spirit to get something done, so we'll see what happens. But my conversation was very good with Senator Schumer. I thank you all for joining us, and I'd like to begin by providing an update on what we are doing to minimize the impact of the Chinese virus on our nation's students. With many schools closed due to the virus, the Department of Education will not enforce standardized testing requirements, very importantly, for students in elementary through high school for the current year. They've been through a lot. They've been going back and forth, schools open, schools not open. It's been all standardized testing, and, you know, it's we're not going to be enforcing that, so I think you can let the people know. I think probably a lot of the students would be extremely happy. Some probably not. The ones that work hard, maybe not, but it's one of those things. Unfortunate, very unfortunate circumstance. We've also temporarily waived all interest on federally held student loans. They'll be very happy to hear that. And I've instructed them to take that action immediately. And today, Secretary DeVos has directed federal lenders to allow borrowers to suspend their student loans and loan payments. without penalty for at least the next 60 days, and if we need more, we'll extend that period of time. Borrowers should contact their lenders, but we've given them very strong instructions, so we've temporarily waived all interest on federally held student loans. That's a big thing. It's going to make a lot of students very happy. And we have more to come on student loans, more good news for the students, but we'll do that at a different time. This morning, the Treasury Department also announced that we're moving tax day from April 15th to July 15th. So we're moving it out to July 15th so that people will have time and people will be able to, hopefully by that time, we'll have people getting back to their lives. Families and businesses will have this extra time to file with no interest or penalties. We're getting rid of interest and penalties. However, if you have refunds or credits you would like to claim, you may still file. In other words, you can file early if you are owed money by the IRS. Other than that, we're moving it all the way out to July 15th. No interest, no penalties. Your new date will be July 15th. Today, our team will also provide an update on our continuing effort to prevent the transmission of virus across America's borders. And I watched what's been happening in California with Governor Newsom and this morning with Governor Cuomo. And I applaud them. They're taking very strong, bold steps, and I applaud them. And we're all working together. We're working very closely together, including those two governors. But I would say, based on the call, the media was there. I think we can say that with respect to virtually every governor on that call, I think every governor, we had almost all of them, if not all of them. And I would say that you could see for yourselves that the level of respect and esprit de corps working together was extraordinary. There was nobody angry, nobody upset. We're able to help them, and that's what we're all about. We want to help. We're doing things that a lot of people wouldn't be able to do. But the relationship with governors and states is, I think, very extraordinary, especially under the circumstances where this just came upon us. We're working with Canada and Mexico to prevent the spread of the virus across North America very closely. You heard what we did yesterday with Canada. And
okay, there you have it. The President of the United States. We'll get back to the President coming up in just a couple minutes. The very latest on the coronavirus task force. This is serious stuff, folks. Stick around. More to do. Coming up. We're going to go back to the task force, and a little bit later on, Wayne Allen Root, just after 10:30, will join us. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, will join us as well. She'll be with us at 10 o'clock. And then a point counterpoint on the governor's actions here in the state of Nevada. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's fish taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the fish taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some of the latest developments in the coronavirus fight here in the United States. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announcing this morning that the federal government's extending a deadline for Americans to file their tax returns to July 15th because of the outbreak. President Trump is expected to, very shortly, announce new restrictions on travel between the United States and Mexico, similar to the restrictions that he imposed on the northern border with Canada earlier this week. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says he supports what the president and governors have been doing so far and says more moves may be needed.
When you think you're maybe overreacting, you probably are not acting as forcefully as you should. So as we've always said, we've got to try very much to stay ahead of the curve.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The likes of Busch, Larson, and Hamlin will be racing this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Do you have a car, truck, boat, or other vehicle that's seen better days, but you're not sure what to do with it? Turn your clunker into a chunk of change in support of children's healthcare initiatives when you donate it to the NASCAR Foundation. It's simple and free. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to have your vehicle towed and auctioned off. You get a tax deduction, and the NASCAR Foundation gets the proceeds. Put your vehicle to good use for the kids by donating it today. Call 844-NASCAR-9 today. That's 844-NASCAR-9.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40. Yeah, okay, maybe the new 50.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Last weekend, following the postponement of the Atlanta race weekend, several NASCAR industry personalities put a race together via the iRacing platform, virtual simulation racing that many drivers and teams are involved with. Ryan Blaney's spotter, Josh Williams, won that first race at the virtual Atlanta Motor Speedway and says he expects it to get even bigger this weekend.
A lot more drivers are actually interested in trying to get involved, and there's more pit crew guys and road crew guys that are wanting to get involved too, so I think it'll get bigger from here, actually.
This weekend's race will be held on Sunday at 1:30 Eastern Time at the virtual Homestead Miami Speedway, and will include the likes of Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Christopher Bell, and others. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
The state of Nevada and in SoCal too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us on this Friday. In fact, we'll get to the Friday song again. Give you bonus coverage on the Friday song a little bit later on in the show. I want to take you back to the coronavirus task force. New travel restrictions being placed on the folks by the President of the United States. Let's take you back to the White House and the coronavirus task force.
Pompeo will be making a statement in a little while having to do with Mexico and the border. And Chad Wolf will likewise be making a statement. This is a joint comprehensive effort in collaboration with our neighbors. The measure and all of those measures that we're putting in place will protect the health of all three nations and reduce the incentive for a mass global migration that would badly deplete the healthcare resources needed for our people. And so we are working very closely with Mexico, very, very closely with Canada. The relationship's never been better. We're all working for the same, toward the same goal. Our nation's top healthcare officials are extremely concerned about the grave public health consequences of mass, uncontrolled cross-border movement. And that would be mostly, and even beyond, but mostly during this global pandemic. Every week, our border agents encounter thousands of unscreened, unvetted, and unauthorized entries from dozens of countries. And we've had this problem for decades. For decades, you know the story, but now it's with the national emergencies and all of the other things that we've declared, we can actually do something about it. We're taking a very strong hold of that. And we have before, but this is now at a level that nobody's ever approached. In normal times, these massive flows place a vast burden on our healthcare system. But during a global pandemic, they threaten to create a perfect storm that would spread the infection to our border agents, migrants, and to the public at large. Left unchecked, this would cripple our immigration system, overwhelm our healthcare system, and severely damage our national security. We're not going to let that happen. So we have a lot of information, and they'll be discussing that in a moment. To confront these public health degrees, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has decided to exercise its authority under the Title 42 of the U.S. Code to give Customs and Border Protection the tools it needs to prevent the transmission of the virus coming through both the northern and the southern borders. So we're treating the borders equally, the northern border and the southern border. It's being treated, they're both being treated equally. A lot of people say that they're not treated equally. Well, they are. As we did with Canada, we're also working with Mexico to implement new rules at our ports of entry to suspend non-essential travel. These new rules and procedures will not impede lawful trade and commerce. Furthermore, Mexico has taken action to secure our own southern border and suspend air travel from Europe. So we're coordinating very closely with the air travel going to Mexico and then trying to come into the United States. The actions we're taking together with our North American partners will save countless lives. At the conclusion of my remarks, Secretary Azar, Secretary Pompeo, Secretary Wolf, we're going to be also taking some questions with Tony and Deborah, who you've gotten to know very well. But they'll be discussing certain things, and I think you'll find them of great interest. We're going to be providing tremendous amounts of detail over the coming days, but a lot of it will be provided right now if you'd like to find out about it. There's been a week of resolute action, tremendous relationships have developed with people that frankly didn't get along, people that didn't like each other. They're now working together and maybe even in some cases learning about each other and liking each other. It's a nice thing. I invoked the Defense Production Act, and last night we put it into gear. We moved the National Response Coordination Center to the highest level of activists. I mean, if you take a look at what we did, the level of activation has been increased to a grade one level, which is the highest level. We're providing historic support to small businesses and to the states. The states need support. Normally, they do this themselves, but because of the magnitude of it, the federal government has gotten very much involved in terms of getting the equipment they need. So we're helping them. It's a responsibility they have, but we are helping the states a lot. That's why the governors, I think, in every case have been impressed and very nice. We enacted legislation guaranteeing paid sick leave for workers at no cost to employers. And I think it's very important. So they get paid sick leave at no cost to employers. We're accelerating the use of new drug treatments. We're advancing legislation to give direct payments to hardworking families. Throughout our country, Americans from all walks of life are rallying together to defeat the unseen enemy striking our nation. In times of struggle, we see the true greatness of the American character, and we are seeing that. A lot of people are talking about it. We're at 141 countries, from what they're telling me, and some of those countries are really working in a unified manner, and they're working very unified with us, almost, I could say, a good number of them. Doctors and nurses are working nonstop to heal the sick. Citizens and churches are delivering meals to the needy. Truckers are making the long haul to keep shelves stocked. We've been dealing with the big stores and the big chains, Walmart. They've been fantastic, and others. They've all been fantastic. We've made it much easier for them to stock in terms of travel and travel restrictions. We're lifting restrictions so they can get their trucks on time. You're seeing very few empty shelves, and yet the amount of volume that they're doing is unprecedented because people want to have what they have to have, what they feel they have to have. And they're also buying in slightly smaller quantities, which is good, because we're not going anywhere. We're going to be here. So I want to thank all of those very great companies for working so well. Americans from every walk of life are coming together. And thanks to the spirit of our people, we will win this war. And we are. We're winning, and we're going to win this war. America will triumph, and America will rise higher than ever before. We'll be stronger than ever before. And we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot. We've learned a lot about relying on other countries. And I can say that I think in both a very good and a very bad way. Some good things came out of it, and some not so good things came out of it. So I'd like to move now to invite our team to provide information on the new measures to prevent viral spread at our borders. And I'll start by
Okay, there you have it. The President of the United States. We will rejoin the task force coming up in just a couple minutes. But I do want you to hear. Can we go to cut two real quick? This is how this stuff begins. You know, all of the conspiracy theorists and things like that. Dr. Anthony Fauci did not make the last two briefings. He was on CNN last night during a CNN town hall. And even he was a victim of social distancing. Listen to this.
We've got some questions, though, from people who've been wondering why you haven't been at the last two White House task force press briefings. I think a lot of people like to hear from you and feel confident in what you are saying. Why haven't you been there?
Well, the reason is that I had some really important stuff that I needed to do back at the NIH, which is my real original day job. Also, they want to just get different perspectives up there. I'll be on tomorrow. I'm told that I'm going to be at the press conference tomorrow. But you're right. A lot of people were concerned, A, that I'm sick, that I died, or that the president is mad at, is angry with me. None of the above. I'm fine, and I'll be back. I just really had some important work regarding the vaccine and the drug situation that I really needed to be physically present with my team at the NIH, which have important things to do. And it kind of conflicted with when the press conference was. It was really a very innocent thing. Okay. I'll be back tomorrow.
I want to get to our viewer questions. This one is sent in via Facebook from Sarah Peterson. She asks, why isn't the president practicing social distancing in the White House, and especially during briefings while video and photos are being taken? Shouldn't they be leading by example? You all are kind of crowded up on that on the podium.
Well, you know, it's a very important point, and it's really related, Anderson, to the question you just asked me. One of the reasons why they decided they wanted to rotate a bit and give people with different types of expertise, like today was a more of a regulatory issue with the FDA and the different drugs. So they really wanted to focus mostly on the FDA. And they figured rather than have everybody who's involved on the stage, they want to just socially distance a little. It wasn't exactly precise, but we're seeing that there. We're also seeing that in the Situation Room. As a matter of fact, we were there in the Situation Room, and the vice president was telling people, you know, go to one of the outside rooms and look at it on the screen. So we're not just completely discarding that, but in order to really do the job, you kind of have to be together a bit.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci last night, that CNN town hall on the coronavirus deal. Apparently, he got caught up in, whether to be at a briefing or not to be at a briefing, and people start reading stuff into that. Coming up, don't forget, top of the hour, City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman will join us. The mayor has been critical of the governor. What does a Ward 2 City Councilwoman think about the actions of the governor? We'll talk with her about that coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Your time is just as important as your car. So trust it to the people who are driven to perform so you and your car can perform just as well. Grease Monkey in West Wendover, Nevada. Take it from me, they'll get your car in so fast you'll think it's a NASCAR pit stop. Now stop by, get your oil changed in under 28 minutes, relax in their comfortable, clean waiting room, have a cup of coffee or beverage, while their pit crew certified mechanics not only change your oil, but perform a 16-point free inspection. And if they find something wrong, they can explain it to you and take care of it accurately and fast. So the next time you're heading to Wendover, turn left at that first stop sign, then turn left on Florence Way, and you're right there at Grease Monkey at Beaumark Station. They're open every day but Sunday from 9 until 5, and tell them you heard about them on the Nevada Talk Network for additional savings. They'll treat your car just like it's their own at Grease Monkey in Wendover.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local Now for a Friday. We're going to take you back to our nation's capital because the president about ready to turn the Corona Task Force press briefing and really the briefing for the American people. I mean, one of the things that we are committed to here at the Nevada Talk Network, that is to bring you as much information as is humanly possible. Transparency is an amazing disinfectant. It's what we need more of now, not less of. So I want to take you back to the president getting set to introduce members of the task force and some announcements that are coming relative to travel to and from Mexico as well as Canada. Here it is.
Been working very, very long and very, very hard, and he's doing the other more normal jobs of a great Secretary of State, but he got tied into this like everybody else, and he's been really doing a fantastic job. Mike, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I address the efforts that we've been engaged in to push back against the Chinese virus, I want to assure the American people that, as President Trump just said, your State Department, your entire national security team is staying focused on the other diplomatic challenges around the world. Those include reducing risk to America from Afghanistan, holding the Iranian regime accountable for its malign activity, and our counterterrorism efforts against ISIS remain a priority for our team. Our number one priority across those mission sets remains the protection of the American people. The President and our team are very focused on it. I'll take this moment, too, to thank my team, State Department team, who is working long hours all around the world to take care of Americans who are stuck at places around the world. I'll talk about that more in just a minute. You've all seen Dr. Birx with me, State Department official who's doing great work, but I want to give a shout out to all of the State Department team here in Washington and around the world that are working overtime to help us push back against this pandemic. Under the President's leadership this week, we've taken two important steps. First, as President Trump announced on Wednesday, the United States and Canada jointly agreed to restrict all non-essential traffic across our border. This decision goes into effect tonight at midnight. The restrictions will be reviewed after 30 days, and they exclude traffic and movement across the border for work or other essential reasons. We're grateful to have such an outstanding friend to the north who is committed, as we are, to defeating this virus. I also want to announce today that the United States and Mexico have agreed to restrict non-essential travel across our shared border. Both our countries know the importance of working together to limit the spread of the virus and ensure that commerce that supports our economy continues to keep flowing. Here, too, the United States is glad to have a friend who's working side by side us in the fight. Secretary Wolf will talk a little bit more about the details of how we're working alongside our partner in Mexico to keep our southern border safe and secure as well. On another note, yesterday the State Department issued a Level 4 global travel advisory. This means that all international travel from U.S. citizens should be avoided. In countries where commercial departure options remain available, U.S. citizens who reside in the United States should arrange for immediate return to the United States unless they're prepared to remain abroad for an extended time. If you choose to travel internationally, your travel plans may well be severely disrupted. And finally, I want to talk about the disinformation that people are seeing, both on Twitter and around the world, some of it coming from government, some of it coming from other individuals. Just urge everyone, as they're seeing information, information that at one time suggested somehow this virus emanated from the United States Army, this information about lockdowns that are taking place, every American.
Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, briefing at the White House.
Information that they know is wrong. This is a tough fight. The American people are tougher. Our diplomatic teams are working around the clock to help them keep safe both home and abroad. And we're showing once again the global leadership that America has always delivered. And it's been great to see countries around the world rally behind what President Trump and our team are doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. And we'll take questions right after this. Chad Wolf, please.
Right behind you.
Well, let me start off by thanking the president and the vice president for their continued leadership and commitment for protecting the American people during this crisis. Early on, the president, again, took unprecedented actions to restrict travel from areas affected with the coronavirus. And to date, DHS has screened over 200,000 individuals coming back from those affected countries. This has been an immense undertaking, but one that the men and women of DHS have successfully accomplished. Today's announcement is yet another example of the extraordinary steps the administration is taking to ensure the safety of the American public. Before I comment on the CDC order that I'm sure Secretary Azar will later elaborate on, let me first address the progress as Secretary Pompeo and others have made with our Canadian and Mexican partners regarding cross-border travel. As we continue to evaluate common sense measures that reduce risk and prevent further spread, it only makes sense that we have looked at the measures that our neighbors to the north and south are undertaking. And so we've been working closely with those partners since the earliest days of this virus and the outbreak. And again, as the president said earlier this week and Secretary Pompeo, we've reached an agreement with both Canada and Mexico to limit non-essential travel across our land borders. Let me be clear that neither of these agreements with Canada or Mexico applies to lawful trade or commerce. Essential commercial activities will not be impacted. We will continue to maintain a strong and secure economic supply chain across our borders. A few examples of essential travel include, but certainly are not limited to, individuals traveling for medical purposes, to attend educational institutions, for emergency response, public health services, and individuals engaged in lawful cross-border trade. As the Secretary said, the agreements with both Canada and Mexico will go into effect on Saturday, March 21st. Furthermore, we're also working collaboratively with Canada and Mexico to take decisive joint action regarding individuals seeking entry between our ports of entry. The CDC order directs the department to suspend the introduction of all individuals seeking to enter the U.S. without proper travel documentation. That's for both the northern and southern border.
That's Chad Wolf, the head of the Department of Homeland Security. More to come. Oh, and by the way, top of the hour, very excited. We're going to be joined by Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman. And at 10:35, Wayne Allen Root. We tried to make contact with him. We had some technical difficulties yesterday. Those technical difficulties have been ironed out, and we should be just fine. Can't wait to hear and find out what Wayne Allen Root says. In one of his columns this week, he said that we should get a Marshall Plan. An entire generation doesn't know who George Marshall was. He was a general. He was a Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State. And he created the Marshall Plan for rebuilding Europe. And maybe that's what we're talking about now. We're going to have to rebuild our entire country. Will it bounce back immediately? I don't know. President seems to think so. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
I loved playing high school sports. I love the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Nevada did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
KPKK, Amargosa Valley.
KELI,
KAVB,
Hawthorne.
KNBR, Fallon.
KNNR, Sparks, Reno, Carson City.
KPBM,
Corrupt.
KNNT, Battle Mountain.
The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
It's 10 o'clock.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S.-Mexico and U.S.-Canada border will be closed to non-essential travel to further help stem the spread of the Chinese coronavirus.
The measure